Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Siski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Gantenbein. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, D. Miles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe, who is chasing the ball. Miles reaches third base with a triple. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miles. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Babich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner bunts towards the mound. Babbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Babbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbage hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0 for 1 in the game. Siski hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Miles strikes out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Grace scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Judnick scores. It's 3-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Clift steals second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 0 for 1 in the game. Babich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0 for 2 in the game. Siski bunts towards the mound. Babich fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to second. One out. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Chubby Dean now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantenbein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Gantenbein reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Gantenbein scores. It's 4-2, Browns. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Dean covering. Safe. McQuinn moves to third. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0-for-2 in the game. Siski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Berardino moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Hefner reaches third base with a triple. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grace hits a pop-up towards third. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to home to get Hefner. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Miles reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. McQuinn bunts towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 6-3, Browns. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berardino moves to second. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to third. Siski moves to second. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Siski scores. It's 8-3, Browns. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Al Simmons pinch hits for Al Brancato. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes scores. It's 8-4, Browns. Fred Chapman pinch runs for Al Simmons. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.